SpaceX's $60 billion bet on Cursor and the antitrust logic behind Fox Roku. SpaceX's acquisition of AnySphere, the company behind the Cursor AI coding assistant, for $60 billion ranked among the most discussed business stories of the day. Cursor is an AI coding tool built on top of VS Code that has gained traction as an alternative to GitHub Copilot. The $60 billion valuation is larger than many established software companies with decades of revenue history. The strategic logic centers on SpaceX's identity as an engineering-intensive company whose primary constraint is finding and retaining exceptional software engineers. Owning the tools that elite engineers prefer could provide advantages in both internal productivity and talent acquisition. A less obvious angle involves infrastructure leverage. If AI-assisted coding becomes the dominant productivity surface for software development, owning that surface may represent a durable strategic position. The valuation, however, implies extraordinary future revenue and requires that Cursor maintain a durable position against OpenAI's expanding coding capabilities, Google's competing products, and the open-source alternatives that developers are actively exploring. Salesforce's simultaneous acquisition of Finn, the AI customer support agent formerly associated with Intercom, for $3.6 billion represents a more legible transaction. Finn handles Tier 1 support queries autonomously and plugs directly into CRM data and support workflows where Salesforce already owns the customer relationship. Community comments noted that Salesforce has a mixed acquisition track record, with Slack cited as a cautionary example, but observed that Finn's use case is better suited to the Salesforce orbit than Slack's was. Fox Corporation's acquisition of Roku drew attention for its structural implications. Roku reported roughly 80 million active accounts in its most recent disclosures and is one of the dominant streaming hardware and software platforms in North America. Fox owns Fox News, Fox Sports, the Fox Broadcast Network, and Tubi, its free ad-supported streaming service. Combining a content portfolio with direct relationships at the device level with tens of millions of households creates something previously unavailable to a traditional media company. The antitrust analysis turns on market definition and the nature of any exclusionary conduct. Under the Sherman Act, which prohibits not large market share but the use of monopoly power through exclusionary conduct to harm competition, regulators would assess whether Roku's platform position gives Fox meaningful leverage to disadvantage competing content distributors, and whether Fox's content assets create an incentive to do so. If the relevant market is streaming devices, Roku is significant but competes with Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Google Chromecast, and smart TV operating systems from Samsung and LG. If the relevant market is ad-supported free streaming platforms, the combination of Tubi's content and Roku's user data looks considerably more concentrated.